Today is February the 11th, 2006. The weekly conversations with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have microphone privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, Satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups Section. Salam and welcome to everyone. Religious Groups Section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the mission. I hope none of you are affected with what is happening in this world. And for the last couple of weeks, we can see things have been accelerated. Of course, those who are in the mission and know what is happening should not be surprised. We have been talking about this thing for the last 20-some years. At this period of time that we were preaching the teaching and spreading the message and giving the essence of the teaching of the mission, the world was in the brink of collapsing or reaching to where it is now, but it continued to stay peaceful until this revelation was completed. And now, of course, as God has promised and prophesied, we will gather the elects first before the fall of the Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great, of course, is this world which is confused, separated, and destructive. Each side have a part of the truth, and each of them, they think they have the whole truth, and therefore they cannot agree and unify. Indeed, those follow the prophets even are not following the example of their prophets and messiahs and the revealers. The last couple of weeks we saw a cartoon in a small newspaper in a country which usually doesn't make much of the news. Suddenly we saw an upheaval and clashes between two worlds and two ideas to two extremes. And what part is the Muslim? As I've been born in that culture and that religion, I know a lot of stories about Prophet Muhammad. One of the stories they always told us was that Prophet Muhammad used to walk in a street, and there was a person that used to throw stones and garbage at him every day. And he would just tolerate that. And one day, he walked through that same street, and nobody threw any stone or garbage at him. And he was very surprised and said, "What happened to that person that doing this to me every day?" They said, "He is sick. He couldn't make it here today." And he went and visited him and wished him to get well. And that person converted to Islam right there. I realized that, you know, he should not do that to the Prophet of God. And he's tolerant and he's not gonna get angry with him. And when he conquered Mecca and all his old enemies thought he's gonna probably be very rude to them and mean and even revenge, but he did not. He actually gave them a lot of good positions in his administrative. So he was a very tolerant person, very considerate, and he didn't really take things very personally, but he was mostly concentrated in higher things, and he would take his fights in a greater degree. And indeed, Muslims have to recognize his spirit and concentrate in the greater things of justice, unity, and bring a greater degree of equality and principles of the founder to their culture, instead of being attached to little things in life, emotionally steer them. We can see Islam is almost at the same place that Catholic Church was at the time of the Dark Age, that the leaders had a lot of power over the mass and they could arise them against the rulers, and Catholic Church was running the Europe when the kings and queens had to listen to the Pope and what he would tell them to do. Eventually England did not accept the situation and split from Catholic Church, you know the story. So we can see that Muslims have to consider a greater truth of Prophet Muhammad. And of course, as we know, no one has the truth until the revelation of the seventh angel. And now, actually, all have to come and implement the principle of the mission. Follow eternal divine path. Realize and recognize that all of them have gone to extremes. Of course, that newspaper which published that caricature says we have freedom of the speech and we can say whatever we want. And that sounds a little also extreme, as a very famous saying that your freedom finishes where my nose starts. So there are accepted boundaries in the world that has to be followed, and every country has them. Some countries become very upset if you burn the flag. In Europe, if we do not believe that the story about Hitler happened, they become upset. And actually, they can put you to prison in Germany if you say World War II didn't happen the way historically been presented to humanity. So we can see there are taboos in every culture and world and people. But who decides how far the freedom of speech and expression can go? So even freedom have some boundaries that has to be accepted. But who decides what is that boundary? That is again where those who have gone beyond emotions and destructive tendencies and the way humanity is right now, they can say that, well, probably this has gone too far. Or maybe they decide, no, it didn't. It's okay. So, again, we go to the Paraviprasas, those who have overcome and reached the point of seeing the truth of any situation, not emotionally engage themselves with that situation, but say, yeah, this situation probably have gone beyond just freedom of speech, but they sound like prejudicity or hatefulness or something also included in that expression. And it's also understandable. Every religion, which is older, does not respect the religion came after it. Judaism does not accept Christianity, and they think Christ wasn't the Messiah. Christians don't accept Islam. They think nobody should come after Christ. Muslims do not believe any other prophet will come after them. And when revolution in Iran occurred, a lot of Baha'is were killed. It's pretty understandable. Those who do not know our teaching, they have prejudice against the religions which came after them. And this will continue until humanity recognizes that no one has the truth until the seventh revelation, which is this one, come. Now you can see that each religion have a part in God's plan, and therefore any prejudice, any hate, any exclusion will be healed. Indeed, no other prophet and revelation was the peaceful revelation. None of the prophets were the prince of peace until this revelation. No one can claim that they have brought a peaceful teaching to the world and unified all religion, and now humanity can see their parts in God's revelation and see they can come together because God has sent all of them. And each of them have a message, a very distinctive message that stands out. Judaism came from the tribes of Israel. It means the communist of light. Christ went all the way to the cross. He sacrificed himself, stands out. The very name Islam comes from Taslim, or to be surrendered, submissive to God. Let God come through and let him do the work through you. Become as godly as possible. Now, when we put all this outstanding message together, we have the eternal divine path, the revelation of the seven seal, the peaceful teaching that teach every human they are a part of God, and he has sent all this revelation to man. That is what will bring peace. Neither Christianity, neither Judaism, neither Hinduism, neither Buddhism, neither Islam or Baha'i will do it, because they don't have the whole truth. And God said it will come when the seventh revelation, seven seals, is open. And now it has. Again, we can see our responsibility in this. The sooner we can bring this message to humanity, the sooner we can make people see this is indeed the way to peace and unity and kingdom, the sooner we can stop this madness that have come to humanity, and nobody knows how to stop it. Christians are not going to become Muslim. Jews are not going to become Christian. They all had time to do it. Christians had 2,000 years to make everybody Christian. Muslim had 1,400 years to make everybody Muslim. Jews had 4,000 years, 3,000 years to make everybody Jews. But that's not the will of God. The will of God is not everybody become Muslim or Hindus or Buddhists or Christian or Jews, but to become divine. They recognize that the way to God is not a bunch of dogmas, but it is a path. It's a recognition that each of these religions have a message for humanity, and when we follow that path, we will shatter narrowness of the mind, we shatter our separative ego from God, we will shatter our self-centeredness, we create the communities based on the eternal divine path, and these communities are the base of the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, the project that we put on the table as the project of the New Jerusalem is the beginning of an example for humanity to see the eternal divine path works. We have to show humanity a new way, a new understanding in a community that nobody is Jew or Christian or Hindus or Buddhist or Muslim or Baha'is. They don't have any dogmas. They do not separate one from the other, but they recognize that they are all the children of one God. And the essence of God is in every man, woman, and child. You don't hurt the essence of God. You don't kill the essence of God. You don't bomb the essence of God. You don't blow others as the essence of God. These are the principle of the peace. That is why, indeed, we are the Prince of the Peace and the revelation of peace for humanity. And when we gather the elect, that is the time for the Babylon the Great to fall. It will fall. God said, this worldly system will fall. No matter how attached you are to your system, to your country, to your religion, to your government, your people, any narrow thing that we do, it is gonna fall. And it's not up to us to make it fall. We are not the revolutionary people. We're not here to gather guns and create a community based of a cultic ideology. This is the will of God. That's why the very creation of the New Jerusalem is a way for the humanity to hear more about this mission, about this religion, about this revelation. A lot of people don't believe religion can be unified. They're absolutely adamant, no, they cannot be unified. That is why it is the miracle of God. No human can unify religions of the world. We agree with that. But God can. And that's why the message of this mission is the miracle of this mission. Of course, there have been other miracles and things that people come and tell us are happening in their lives, and they progress and they see the truth and they progress. But the essence and the greatest miracle is those who have studied our teaching amazingly proclaim, indeed, there is no separation between religion. They no longer are Muslim, Jews, Christian, Hindus, Buddhists. They have expanded themselves to become divines. Those who follow eternal divine path see the unification of our religion, see the responsibility in this revelation, and it's going to get worse. So don't get upset. Don't get possessed with what's happening. As you meditate and you recognize that you are indeed not of this world, but you are in this world, you recognize that you have to see you are a part of that witness entity. You're not engaged in what is happening here in this world, but you're witnessing what God said will happen, and it's happening. Somebody was telling me this week that for the first time, when they were in a situation and they became angry, they recognized that, yes, they're getting angry. And for the first time, they stayed out of that anger and watched that anger and controlled that, not going to become angry. And that person, with the calm mind, approached the problem and actually solved it without regular way that the anger would take over and the situation would become even worse. That is indeed the very essence of meditation, that you stay out and become the witness entity and watch your emotions and recognize that you are not those emotions. You are the essence, and the emotions are ego creation. That is the way of meditating and becoming a witness entity. If you are not your emotion, your anger, your attachments, your desires, your wants, and anything out there, then who are you? As far as you become those emotions, as far as you become those angers and attachments and desires, you become the ego itself. You identify yourself with those emotions. And that's the process of meditation. You close your eyes and you watch your emotion. You watch your desires, your wants. What do you want? You want a new car? Go through the meditation, buy one. First of all, you have to work hard for it, buy a car. You have to keep it up, it's going to get old. Do you want a big house? Do you want a yacht? Do you want an airplane? Just go through meditation at the end and say, not really, I really don't need it. As far as my physiological and safety need is taken care of, the rest has to be directed toward God and His will. The same thing is true for what is happening in this world. Do not let what is happening get to you. And do not judge as one-sided, affected culturally or emotionally from your attachment, but be clear as a judge can see both sides, can see the truth that is emanating from the situation. As far as human is attached to their emotions, their culture, their background, their ego, we will have these problems. But as we go ahead and make more and more people who will become just and have the Spirit of God in them and see both sides of the problem, more and more the gap between two sides can be filled up and subside. And with our teaching, of course, those emotions can completely eliminate it. So again, this is the answer for humanity. This is what has come from God. The timing, the prophecies, the revelation. All says yes, that's it. And God is not going to change His ways. He always sends a prophet, a person who was inspired by God, fulfilled the prophecies, brought a revelation to humanity and told them this is the will of God. Nobody is gonna come from the sky and say, here it is, all be well and will be. Nobody is alive and hiding himself somewhere in the cave or somewhere that will come out and say, yes, I've been hiding here for the last 14,000 years. And now I'm here to bring the kingdom. If they could have done it, they would have done it then. Why do they have to wait to do it now? But we seek the way of God is different. He said this revelation will come. He said everybody is going to see him, hear him. He said the knowledge will increase. He said there is going to be an end time and there is going to be a revelation that will come to humanity and unify them. That's how he does it. Not somebody just fall from the sky and say, here I am. If God could have done that, why from the very beginning there was darkness on the deep? He would have made that darkness light right away. No, the darkness is as strong. The ego, the Maya, the attachments of humanity and not recognizing that they indeed have the essence of God in them, and the ego is as powerful as the light. Indeed, it seems darkness is winning. Humanity is more attached. Humanity is chasing the Maya in a greater degree. The gap and the difference between people has increased. The darkness is winning. God has been put out of almost every situation. And those who follow their religion and say, yeah, we are godly, they're attached to their dogmas, not what the revealer said, did, taught them, but what the preacher says and how he can arise our emotion. We are our emotions. They are their emotion. They don't sit back and say, no, I am not this anger. I am not this attachment. I approach this in a greater degree. I become just. I become good. I become wholesome. I become perfect. I become complete. I become one with God. And God is not attached. God is absolutely witness entity on this universe, and now he is calling the elect, those who have been meditating and seeing this vision clearly and with amazement, utter indeed, it is possible to unify religions. And God said there will be seven revelation, and there has been, and now they are unified. Indeed, it is a miracle that we can claim that all religions are unified. And they can't believe it. They truly believe it cannot be done. It's already done. Isn't that a miracle that now all the religions are unified? Yes, indeed it is. Do we still have to hold on to our belief and dogmas and teachings? Or do we want to listen to God? Do we want to be a part of the solution or continue to be a part of the problem? If you are not in this mission, if you are not following the eternal divine path, you are not helping in any way you can to spread this message, you are a part of the problem. But that's what the problem is. The problem is humanity doesn't know about this revelation, the unification of our religion, that indeed God exists. He has been directing humanity to this point. It is time for elects to step up and step forward and say, yes, indeed, I want to be witness entity. I don't want to be emotionally involved with the news, go up and down, and anything happening in the world, suddenly I say, wow, the world is falling apart. It won't. Don't worry about it. God said this thing is going to happen. And it is. What we have to do is to see this vision clearly, that it's from God. It is a miracle. It is the fulfillment of the prophecies. It is a call to humanity to come and create the communities of light, to bring the kingdom of God on earth. And it's not up to us, actually. God said the Babylon of the Great will fall. He didn't say Maitreya is going to make it fall or you're going to make it fall. It will fall under the pressure and the weight of its own egocentric and wrong understanding. So we actually look forward to see this happen. And it will happen. The only thing we have to do is preach this, spread the message, let humanity know indeed the last revelation of God and the unification of our religion is here, and work on creation of the communities of light, and in a greater degree, the New Jerusalem, the project of the New Jerusalem is so paramount in our work. The only prophet who was successful to spread his message and actually establish it in his own lifetime was Prophet Muhammad. And the reason for it was that Mecca pushed him out of that city and Medina accepted him as their leader. So he did have a kind of New Jerusalem to manifest his ideas and the revelation that he received from God. And that became an example for the rest of the Arab Peninsula to see what he's doing is working. Actually, it became so safe that people would leave their jewelry and the shops open and nobody will steal anything. Therefore, we can see creation of the New Jerusalem is so paramount and important in our work. Then it was for the Arab Peninsula. They didn't have any communication. They didn't have internet. They didn't have all the facilities that we have. But our example will reach every corner of the world. And they will come and see indeed it's working. These people are living in peace. They don't look at each other as Jews or Christians or Hindus or Buddhists or Muslims or Baha'is or this and that. They look at each other as the essence of God. And their revelation is perfect. It is not just 1/7 of the truth, but it teaches you in every level and aspect in your life, from the mundane to creation of the kingdom of God on earth. Come out of your little lives, become a witness entity, meditate, and see your emotions, your attachments, your desires, your wants, and your hesitation. Meditate. Why aren't you jumping with 2 feet into this bandwagon, into this revelation and what is being asked you to do? That is a part of closing your eyes and seeing the things is preventing you from being that calm witness entity that you really are. There's nothing out there will affect you if you see you are not any of those emotions or wants or desires or whatever keeps you from becoming it. Of course, this room is the room to reveal the new revelation of the unification of our religion. There's no religion on earth that is not unified. All of them have a message for humanity. And God has revealed that at the end time, there will be a revelation that come to humanity and unify them. That revelation is now here for you to read, see, and understand. He always sends this revelation through a person. He has never sent any prophet which come from a sky, but he comes from the womb of a woman. Therefore, anybody waiting for anything but the way of God, it is their wishful thinking. of course, this room also is for you to come and ask your questions that you might have about this teaching. Especially, we encourage you to go to the website, the study of teaching first, and then come here and ask your questions. We'd like to clarify any question you might have about this teaching, about me, about Revelation, about God's way, and why we believe what we believe, and how this revelation indeed solves all the problems that exist on earth, and we can bring God's kingdom to earth. Anything is happening on earth at this time is nothing to be worried about. The more we come together and we manifest God's way, the easier it will be to cope with these situations. There is a question from White Stone. Who are these two prophets to come? Revelation 1:3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days in sackcloth. They are the word of the truth, and it's been explained in Revelation of Revelation who they are. They also could be the two prophets came in a Baha'i faith. And they came and they complement each other as Bab and then Baha'u'llah. And they prophesied of coming of his kingdom and unification of our world. Therefore, those prophets have already come and fulfilled that prophecy. Actually, all the prophets that they should have come have come. There are more than 124,000 prophets who came to earth. But there are 7 major manifestations, plus those who manifest themselves in the Far East, like Shiva, Krishna, Buddha. But there were 7 major manifestations which would come from Middle East area, and all these 7 revelations have come from that area. And of course, there was other plan which came from the Far East and Hindu and India and China and all those areas. Now even those have been unified with the rest of the plan of God. Therefore, all the prophets already have come. The 7th seal is opened. The prophecies that you have in the revelation are fulfilled. The 7 seals, the 7 vase, the 7 angel, all have come open, and we are at the time just before the fall of the Babylon the Great. As it is prophesied, Christ will come and he will be cut into the cloud, which is means confusion, and he will call the elects to come and join him. And when the elects are gathered, Babylon the Great will fall, then the kingdom of God will come on earth. That's where we are at. We are at the time of calling elect to come together, and we are hoping soon all of them will step forward and come and join us. For the last couple of weeks, we have introduced a new project called the Project of the New Jerusalem. Indeed, where we live in New Mexico, even Time magazine was comparing it to the Jerusalem. It looks so similar. God said there is going to be a new Jerusalem. Therefore, those who are in Jerusalem are fighting for it. They should stop. Because that old Jerusalem is full of blood and fight and destruction and changing of hands. Not a very peaceful place. We need the New Jerusalem, which is based on the peaceful teaching of this mission. That will become an example for humanity to see indeed peace is possible. As even in the mission, in the very small center and community we have. We have Jewish people, we have Christian, we have Muslim. They are living together peacefully. So it is possible for all of them to come. The Jews don't have to kill Muslim, and the Muslim don't have to kill Hindus, and Hindus don't have to kill Buddhists, and none of them really should do that at all. They all have the essence of God in them, and they all are the children of the same Creator, and that they have to recognize and realize. Of course, most of religions are politicalized too. We have to take the religion from that state and make it pure religion, and even politics should be a part of God's work, and therefore we can bring justice and unity to humanity. This world, of course, is full of separation and egoistical ideas, and we have to wait until they hit the bottom. The Babylon the Great eventually fall, and it will. Then is the time for us to indeed come and say, here we are. We are an alternative to ego. We are a part of God. And that is the New Jerusalem. That is how you can peacefully live together and spread the peace of God to other people. There are millions of humanity that just have had enough of this struggle and politics and destructive forces and dictatorship and all the things that is happening all over the world. And even those who have the system that do not promote dictators, they are losing some of their rights. Because every leader, every person really strive to become absolute power, absolute authority. And if it's not based on God, then they follow the ego, and the ego, of course, is dark and bring destruction. Therefore, we have to connect humanity to God, to the Spirit, and choose the leaders that they are connected to God, and therefore they bring the peace and unity that humanity needs. And this revelation is from God. It's the revelation of peace. And it has come to man to make them recognize their brothers and sisters. They are not separated. They have to reach to the space, and therefore they have enough resources, so they do not have to destroy each other. Somebody have more and somebody have less, and they fight and scratch each other's face, and eventually everybody's face is going to be scratched. Of course, with this revelation also, the playing field has been flattened, and we can see already there is a great struggle going on between many camps, and the camps are forming. There is no doubt about it. That's why this call is for you to get out of this world. Do not be attached to what is happening. It is going to get worse. Your salvation is the communist of light. Your salvation is this teaching. Human salvation is to recognize the unity of our religion and this revelation, create the communist of light, create the New Jerusalem, and when the time comes, the rest of the humanity also will see indeed their religion is not perfect. It's just a part of a greater truth. Their religion is not the ultimate. God said there is going to be seven revelation, and only the seventh will be the ultimate truth. Blake Michael is asking, during the sixth seal, 144,000 are to be chosen and sealed by God. Do you believe that this is yet to take place? What are your thoughts on that? And when you say that the elects are chosen, do you believe in the rapture? Whether pre-tribulation or mid-tribulation or post-tribulation isn't important. Our teaching is this, that God has been trying to turn around humanity back to light. From the very beginning, if you read Bible, the very verse beginning in the Bible said there was darkness and the Spirit of God moved and the light came, and now the light tries to bring the darkness back to light. That darkness was a part of light, but it fell. And then it goes on, and the fall of man, and if you study our teaching, you see in the evolutionary steps, human eventually fall to a point that it become flesh. And at the time of the Nova, it also will be divided to five classes of human. And many of these humans were meditating and progressing for the last 12,000 years. Now they have reached the point that they are ready to take their place as the elect. According to Bible, there are 144,000 of them living on earth. That is what we are calling. That is what we are gathering. This call is for that 144,000 to step forward. They are absolutely dedicated to God. They see this revelation as the revelation of God. They come and they help and they establish the New Jerusalem. And they become teachers and leaders who spread this mission all over the world, in every corner of it, and call humanity to come and join it. But humanity won't. So we are kind of outcasted, because they want to follow their ego, their religion, their understanding, and the separation of idea they have. Christians want to make everybody Christian. Muslims want to make everybody Muslim. Jews say we are the chosen one, everybody should listen to us. Hindus say, no, just meditate, don't worry about anything. And Buddhists say, just reach nirvana. They're all illusion. We say, well, you all have a point, but none of you have the whole picture. But the elect, the chosen, will see this vision as perfect religion, as perfect path. And they will absolutely dedicate their life to it. We already have some of them. Even when I say to them, thank you, they say they don't need thanks. They just love the mission with all their heart, mind, and spirit. The only thing they are pleased with is they are a part of it. That is an spirit of elect. This is their mission. It's not my mission anymore. We just work together. And that is the call for them. Now, the tribulation is here, the call is out, the elect is being called to come. As they join us, eventually we reach a point that the Babylon the Great will fall, and this world and system that brought so much suffering to everyone will fall. It has no choice, because it's based on ego, and ego is not very smart, and usually it destroys itself. So when that comes, the elects have an alternative and viable solution to replace that, and that is when the kingdom of God will come. This is the rapture. This is the call to elect to come out of this world and become a witness entity and concentrate on this revelation, creation of the communities of light, the New Jerusalem, the teachers, the revelation to humanity, and therefore indeed we are calling be raptured. Be a part of this call. And when you come together, eventually we will succeed, because that is the will of God. I hope that answers your question. Therefore, the Christians that are waking suddenly one day, all of them just lift up and go and meet Christ in the cloud, and then stay there for 7 years, and then even as you said, there is an argument, this is going to happen before tribulation, during the tribulation, or after tribulation, is not based on the scripture and the word of God. God said, I will send my prophets. These are the prophecies that I will fulfill through him. I make him unique. No one, no other person can claim to be my messenger but that unique person that fulfills all the prophecies. Genealogy brings the revelation of the seven seals and open the book that's sealed with the seven seals. Those who have eyes, they can see that clearly, and they have no doubt. And they are elect and come and join us. Yes, indeed, this is the beginning of the tribulation. This is the time that we can see that humanity will create two camps, and there is going to be a lot of a struggle between the East and the West, and between religions, between people, and many, many destructive things is going to happen before eventually the Babylon the Great falls, because it's not going to function anymore. It is dysfunctional. It is a dysfunctional system which will not succeed and will fall. This is the greatest news you can have. It is better than CBS or any other newscast that you can watch in television. This system is dysfunctional and will fall. It's not a political statement. It is not a revolutionary statement. It is the statement of God based on the Word of God and Revelation. And He said He's going to do things in our teaching, clearly shows He has done them. And now He said His kingdom will come and this dysfunctional system will fail and it will. We need a new system. We need a viable solution for what is not working. And that is the communities of light. That is the beginning of the creation of the communities and the kingdom. And to start and spread this message in a greater degree is the creation of the New Jerusalem. Our time is up. Again, listen to these words and the truth and recognize and realize this is not a cult. I'm not calling a couple of people and come here and live here. Okay, well, I guess we have a question here. That's going to be last question I'm going to answer. Blake Michael is asking, is your opinion, will Russia, China, and Israel play a large part in this? Yes, indeed. If you have listened to the last two satsang that I give, we talk about the Gog and Magog and the 1 billion man army that is forming in Asia, a destructive war that hopefully is going to be the last war. This revelation will be fulfilled and eventually the God's kingdom will come. Humanity have to understand this thing first. And this is your responsibility to reach out. I'm reaching out this way. You are reaching out in any way you can. And also come and coordinate and be with the mission. Don't stay away. Be one with it. Be a part of it. Join. Help. Let's create the New Jerusalem and reach to humanity and teach them and let them know there's only one God for all of you. And you are fighting for no good reason. Be with God and be well in God. Become a witness entity. Don't let this tribulation get to you. It has nothing to do with you. You are safe with God. Salam, everybody.